No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
W-T-L.
It's
time!
W-T-L.
I think we got a show. Oh yeah, we got a show.
W-T-L.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL, Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
the J-O.
And the J-O.
Woo!
Oh, and I mean, let's get right to it. You're laugh with me, man. That thing is blowing up.
You know what? New episode just dropped.
Yep.
Check it out. Laugh with Me podcast. You can find it anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. I give you my audition for the iHeart Jingle Ball. I don't know if you're familiar with it. I've talked about how this is something I would like to do now that I'm with the iHeart. And, you know, next year, I think it's my time.
You're grabbing these balls by the horn or something. You are serious about the jingle balls. You've brought this up a couple of times.
Yes, yes.
Hopefully the folks at iHeart will hear this.
I hope they're listening.
You know, I mean, it's on their platform. They definitely should get to it.
That's the thing. If they're not going to listen now, I don't know when they're going to.
So we need to take a little look back before we move ahead. And that was, we'll be quick about it, though. We were off on the Huskers.
A little bit.
You know, I did have that caveat in there. If it stayed above four, you know, oh, man, not the case. It didn't matter.
It did matter.
The Hawkeyes were going to cover and cover no matter what. I wish we would have been punted to death. You know, we're talking about Iowa punting the ball.
That would have been fun.
No. I think we sent out a tweet at halftime like, that over is in trouble. It's in big trouble. There's too many points being scored for the punt over. And, Iowa, man, they, you know, and if you looked at it a couple different ways, they scored a lot of points against some other teams as well. I just thought that where Nebraska was at, they could at least hang in there, you know, and maybe give up those points, but answer, and they just couldn't do it, you know.
Generally, that's the case.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Generally, we take care of business against them, at least to a point of keeping it close.
I never would have thought that the over was going to smack and smack big time, and Nebraska didn't help.
No, not
Nebraska
at all.
Didn't help with that at all. It was just like, what are we talking about? But the silver lining Huskers, as you mentioned a couple weeks ago, hey, we got 7 wins. We're good. We're bowling. And it looks like we're going to go to the Las Vegas Bowl. So that should be fun.
Yeah, Vegas is fun.
Vegas is a lot of fun.
Yeah, Husker fans, get out there. Go to Vegas. Enjoy your time. Big Red will be there. Yeah, there's just something special. You know, the casino owners, they love it when the town is red.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Not them.
Big time.
You know, they love to be in the black, but they love when the town is red. So
paint the town red, and I think that's the way it's going to be. And, you know, we're kind of talking before the show some of the possible matchups, and wouldn't it be fitting if Nebraska got matched up against Arizona State's backup quarterback in the Las Vegas Bowl. Oh, Jeff Sims.
Jeff Sims, our favorite friend.
He came in about mid-season there for ASU, and he's put together a couple of really nice games. did something Nebraska hasn't been able to do since 2016. That is beat a ranked team, kind of beat the bricks off of Iowa State. He has come back down to earth a little bit. Yeah. You know, we saw enough of that in Lincoln before he moved on. But that would just be so on par for this type of a season that Nebraska's put together.
You know, there's something about, you know, and we've discussed that too. There's something about being the backup quarterback and just having no pressure, and you come in.
Yeah.
All right, I just have to go in and I got to do my job. You know, and mm-hmm. you kind of just go and show what you can do. And he did that.
Yeah.
And then now he's the guy.
Yeah, now he's the guy.
And then you get, you know, and then you're going through all the reps and everything yep. throughout the week. And then sometimes the mental catches you. And we saw yep. a little bit of that when he was at Nebraska. So it's, yeah, mm-hmm. it's caught up to him a little bit.
Yeah. There is a different mentality, a different pressure. There's also film out on you now. You know, teams are able to prepare. I also think coaches and coaches' staffs fall into this too, where if you get the new guy in there, you just call what he's good at.
Yes.
Well, guess what happens? He does pretty good at that, doesn't he? And then after a week in the playbook, oh, let's have him roll out. Let's have him do a fleet, you know, to call all these plays. No.
No.
No, just let him
just
do it.
Just stick to what works.
Just do what he's doing good. We did. Let's keep it on the big red here real quick and brighten things up. Husker Volleyball, we talked about it, how there are a lot of fun futures and betting lines that Warhorse has put out. They still have their Nebraska specials open, but the odds have not got any better if you want to put money in on Nebraska. Do you remember for them to win the national championship, what the odds were at the beginning of the season?
Oh, it was crazy.
It was minus 115.
That's what it was.
It was a
yeah.
minus money bet for them to win the whole
to
darn
win.
Thing.
It was just not assumed.
Not even plus money.
Yeah.
Well, now it's minus 455. For them to win the national, they're still six games away.
Go Big Red.
And it's minus 455 at Warhorse. So that means if you make a $10 bet, you will, and the Huskers come through and they win the national championship, run through the tournament, right? Four games are at home, I get it. And then, you know, Final Four in Kansas City, you will take home $12.
Hey, there you go. You're ahead.
You're going to bet $10 to win that $2 and some change. So that's what that minus 455 does for you. There has been some other things on a national scale through the college football playoff system. The bracket came out, and wouldn't you know it, some of the measures have been changed again. The chairman talked about head-to-head, meaning more than maybe it did at the midseason. Hmm. They really just can't take their foot out of their own mouth. Mm-mm. And there are some really good possibilities that this thing gets turned upside down and on its head. My favorite scenario would be a three-loss Alabama, Notre Dame, and Miami all on the outside looking in, jockeying for that 12th position, when you could make the case that, oh, I don't know, James Madison, Tulane, the Green Wave, you got BYU, Texas Tech, all those teams are probably more deserving.
Definitely more deserving. And then still in that random mix at 9-3 is the Longhorns.
They're out. They got to be out.
They got to be out,
they're
right?
They're out. And Vanderbilt's out too. Vanderbilt
great
sued.
Season.
Yesterday they sued yep. the playoff committee.
As they should.
Because why
as
not?
They should.
As they should.
You know, comedian Nate Bargatze is funneling money into this lawsuit.
Is that what it is?
Huge Vandy guy.
He's like, I want to stay away from the NIL. I want to go right to, I want this money to go to the lawyers.
He's going to lawyers. He's right lawyered up.
Yeah, lawyer up.
I don't blame him. 10-2 and just had a wild schedule they had to get through.
Yeah. I mean, they're 10-2, but Texas is out. Texas fans are saying, well, we're never going to play Ohio State again. Look at the reward we got. No, you're out because you lost to Florida.
Yes.
Vanderbilt, yes. You're out because you lost to Texas. So you lost to the team that lost to the team.
So that makes sense. There you go.
So, I mean, at some point, you got to beat the teams you're supposed to beat. And when you're talking to a Nebraska fan, I get it. You know, so Vanderbilt, I think, has a slim case. Fantastic season, 10-2. But with all these spots that are already determined to conference winners, your strength of schedule, we got to bring that into play as well. And then you losing to a team that beat the team that might have a better case than you. And you actually beat that team.
So the case for BYU, and then you're looking and then you're seeing, you know, some teams ahead of them that maybe haven't had as good of a season. I mean, BYU, don't you feel like they shouldn't be in a position to have to play their way into the
no,
playoff?
No, they shouldn't be, but that's been their story all along. You know, who have you played? What are you doing out there? Are they in the Big 12 now? What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're in the Big 12 championship game. So their gripe is one that I actually have a tough time having any sympathy for, because you actually control your own destiny. A lot of these other teams, Vanderbilt, Texas.
They do not.
They do not.
Yeah.
They do not. I even feel like Tulane versus North Texas. If North Texas wins that, they'll be the champs of the Power Five or whatever that.
Yeah.
Not the Power Four. God, are they really going to take North Texas?
North Texas.
Really? Are you really going to take North Texas over Texas, over Vanderbilt? Duke, if Duke accidentally wins and knocks Virginia out, what do you do with the ACC then? You got to give them that. You got to give it to Duke. But you're not going to give it to Virginia then?
No.
Even though they're...
Yeah. You can't. You can't do that. I mean, we've seen it even before the playoff, you know, was a thing.
Yeah.
Where you've got teams hopping in. Nebraska was one of them once, where we got hopped into a spot without even winning our own conference.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, there is precedence to that, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I BYU is definitely, like, to me, the most glaring team that's like, all right, they should already be in this mix. And they're probably looking at, well, there's teams ahead of us that are not going to win their conference, and they're in.
Right.
We got the same record as them.
Yeah. Yeah. The big one would be if Georgia were to beat Alabama. Alabama would have three losses, and they would be clearly on the outside looking in, but they would be paired against a Notre Dame or a Miami. And then who do you take?
Who do you take?
Yeah. And Notre Dame has probably the biggest gripe out of any of fan bases, because the criteria seems to move on them a little bit. And this last one was funnier than all get out to me, when the chairman said, well, you know, if we have two teams that are paired next to each other, we're going head to head, regardless of who's ahead or behind. Well, BYU's between Miami and Notre Dame.
Yes.
Miami beat Notre Dame.
It makes no sense.
Can you really argue then if the team that's ranked lower than you but beats you gets in? It's a fun little merry-go-round here, and I don't envy this playoff committee, but I don't think they've helped themselves at all either.
No, they have not. I definitely see some changes, even more changes coming post the season two, because you can already see Alabama today or announcing some schedule changes for upcoming seasons.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
You know, now they're just looking for wins. Hey, Notre Dame, why don't you just schedule 11, 12 gimmies and go undefeated, and now you're in the playoff.
Texas is already saying that. Why did we play Ohio State? Well, that's not what knocked you out of the college football playoff. Right. You losing to Florida down the stretch.
Yeah.
That's what knocked you out of the playoff. And, you know, the caveat in past years was, oh, well, at least we're not arguing about the top two or three teams, the top one or two teams. You know, we're talking 12, 10, 11.
Even 15, 16 teams.
All of these teams have one or two losses. So I feel like any of these teams could really – I mean, I think Ohio State's kind of above everybody right now. In Indiana, you have a good argument there. But everybody else, one and two losses. So I wouldn't be shocked to see any of these two lost teams – you know, make a run here at the end.
Yeah, no, they're all good football teams.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun, and there's going to be some shakeups that we'll get to talk about in the weeks to come. Heard the horn, that means we're up against it, but let's take a minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is NordVPN. Browse, work, play online with confidence thanks to their world-class cybersecurity. Shield your online activities, hide your virtual location, and block everyday internet threats with NordVPN. Receive up to 77% off when using our WTL link. That'll be in the description. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL.
WTL.
You know, I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine. If you ain't first, you're last.
WTL.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL, Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
the J-O.
The J-O. I like saying the, you know, like Ohio State. Put some respect on it.
The J-O.
Of the Laugh With Me podcast and WTL. I mean, you are a mainstay.
I'm busy.
You're just busy.
You're
a busy guy. Better to be busy than, you know, the way they go. But We got to get into something that, I mean, we've just been on fire.
We have.
There's no other, I mean, a lot of times I get, you know, get kind of sheepish or whatever. Yeah, pretty good. Yeah. No. Player props.
Lightning over here.
We've been owning the player props lately. And that's even, you know, every once in a while I'll dip into college here and there, you know, Nebraska kicker, 15-yard penalty.
Huge. Huge get.
Oh my God. Who's picking that out there?
I know. Nobody. WTL. That's who's picking it. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get a little bit more conventional this week. We'll focus on those NFL player props. Moving forward here into week 13. Got a couple that I like. I got a couple that I want to stay away from, but let's start with you. You got a good one?
Yeah. No, I've got one that has just been gold for us, and the roadmap is right there. It happens tonight, Thursday Night Football. We've got Jahmyr Gibbs.
Ooh,
okay.
Yes.
Last week I told you to hit the under because he was playing basically every other week, hitting or not hitting his rushing yards.
Ah.
Again, I told you to take the under. He hit the under.
Mm-hmm.
This week, that means we take the over. So Jahmyr Gibbs over 74.5. He hit the under last week, like predicted. This pattern has happened 7 straight games. So if this happens again this week, that makes 8.
He's more up and down than the Carolina Panthers. You know, I mean, up and down, up and down. And,
boom.
You know, 2 weeks ago, we also said that a very similar scenario for James Taylor. We just didn't like the matchup. We said, anytime touchdown, okay, fine.
Right.
But yardage-wise, take the under, and that's what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
So, yeah, you gotta look at those matchups. Sometimes that's all you got to do. I'm going to go to Monday night here, and I'm probably going to stay on Monday night here for a little bit.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown, the reemergence of A.J. Brown. Ever since he's got a streaming channel on Twitch, and he was talking to his boys about himself, saying, yeah, if I played fantasy football, I wouldn't start me either. I'd cut myself and go pick up somebody off waiver wires. Ever since he said that, kind of self-deprecating, dogging himself, he has been on fire. He's had a couple of really good games in a row since he kind of went on that tangent over his own poor play on his streaming channel.
So he basically called himself out and was like, yeah, do not start me, cut me. And then that's when he went on a roll. He's just trolling people.
It kind of came across that way.
Yeah.
That's wild. And everybody was in on it, like, okay, now get the ball my way. So, but I like his receiving yards, over 62.5. Everywhere I'm looking, it's at 62 right now. The reemergence, Chargers a little dinged up right in the secondary. And it wasn't really the Chargers' strength defensively going into the season, and now you got those. I feel bad for the Chargers. They got injuries everywhere, offensive line, quarterback, defensive backfield. And the Eagles, even against my Bears last week, they can move the ball through the air. So I feel good about this over receiving yard, 62.5 with A.J. Brown.
Yeah, I would feel pretty good about that, too, against this Chargers team right now. They are certainly hurting. And that's why whenever you hear, like, Buffalo Bills or Kansas City Chiefs fans, like, oh, my lineman's hurt. You know, we're missing 2 linemen. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
we're missing 7 linemen and our quarterback and 2 running backs. And
yeah, I mean, yeah, you really are. I think left tackle, right tackle, backup left tackle, guard.
Yeah, I'm not even being sarcastic.
I know. I'm not either. Like, I was looking at
it's wild.
Pat McAfee went on a tangent talking about how bad they were because I think he was looking at those player PFF rankings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And your starting line had like 5 of the worst 6 guys on one week.
It's depressing. But, that's the game.
That's how it goes.
Well, I'm going to take you to America's Game of the Week.
Ooh.
On Sunday at 3:25 kick, Packers, Bears. So you might want to pay attention to this
All right.
Jordan Love over 221.5 passing yards.
Yeah.
It's his first shot at Chicago this season, but the pass defense has been Chicago's kind of weakness a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And in his career, he has averaged 222 yards per game against Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
So you add up, hey, this is kind of where their weakness lies.
Yep.
Jordan Love, he's going to ball out. He did pretty good last week.
He does pretty good every week.
And he does.
And he does. He shreds the Bears' defense. That's just, if you're a Green Bay quarterback, that's just like your birthright.
I think it is.
You know, he's just like, okay, we own you. I heard that before. I think that's Chicago's best chance to win a game, that type of a game, is to get in a shootout. And that's what Ben Johnson, was brought in to do, was to cultivate this offense, get an air attack. Go, you know, last week kind of played into Philadelphia's hands, ground and pound, but it worked.
It worked.
They had control of the game early with that offense, but I like Green Bay maybe putting up some more points this week, and that could easily come through the air.
Oh yes, and this is a good Chicago team too that has already hit their over on their season total.
It's kind of like house money, right?
House money at this point.
Fun now. I actually Saturday threw all my red clothes, my Husker clothes, into the hamper, you know, dirty clothes, and I'm like, hey, these are some nice Bears clothes I haven't worn in a couple of years. Look at all these nice jerseys I got to put on now.
Everybody's like, when'd you become a Bears fan?
Yeah. No, I've always wore that. Well, that's okay. That's kind of fun. You're beating up on my Bears. I was beating up on your Chargers. I'm going to get your Chargers again here.
Okay.
Saquon Barkley, over 67.5 yards rushing.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I mean, that is their key to success. A.J. Brown, that kind of going out on a limb there a little bit. But they're going to want to run the ball, and the Chargers have given up yards on the ground.
Yeah.
And it's Saquon Barkley. I know he hasn't had the season that he did the year before, but how are you going to maintain a 2,000-yard type of season anyway? This is also a game that the Eagles kind of feel they have to win. They have to win this game.
No, like the Eagles are they're spiraling. I mean, it's odd. Both teams are 8-4.
Mm-hmm.
One is needs this bad, the Eagles, because they're a couple game losing streak here. And then the Chargers, in my opinion, this is a game we could drop. Not that you want to drop any games.
Right.
But when you're looking ahead and you're looking at some teams. So, yeah, I don't know. There's just a lot of question marks on this Chargers team this week.
The carries are going to come early and often for Saquon. And if they get out to that lead, well, then he's going to get more carries. And then he's going to get more yards. And it's just going to be a byproduct of the type of a game that Philadelphia usually plays and really wants to play in this spot.
Yeah.
So
I'll give you a Monday Night Football action here. And that's to stay away from Justin Herbert, and especially on the running running attack.
You've done a lot of recon on this when you're talking about his press conference.
He's got his hands in his pockets today. He's not allowing anyone to see that left hand that he just had surgery on Monday. If you didn't know, he got hurt Sunday in the game. Before they even got to the press conference after the game, they said he's going to have surgery Monday. He did. They're still not saying if he's going to play or not. But even if he did, they're going to want to protect that hand. I'd say stay away from any rushing yard prop there. Take the under there because there's just no way they're going to want any type of contact.
He doesn't want it either. No. I mean, he wants to tack on another 8-9 years to his career.
Yes, he does. But with that being said, Omarion Hampton might be coming back off the IR this week.
Okay.
Now, if that happens, I'd take an anytime touchdown there at plus 185. He did have two touchdowns in his last two full games. He has been out. He's ready. Yeah. And they're going to want to take advantage of that running attack in some fashion with Herbert certainly not going to be running. So, Omarion Hampton, the prized rookie, was looking awesome until his injury. If he returns this week, and it looks like he will, I'd take a touchdown.
All right, anytime touchdown. I'll flip that. Anytime touchdown prop on any secondary Charger skill players, stay away from. Stay away from. Even their primary guys, all those lines are at a half touchdown. So this offense, especially with Herbert dinged up, has turned into something different. They don't like really stretching the field right now anyway. We haven't seen it in the last few weeks. So there's seldom touchdown targets to these receivers anyhow. And I guess you could put Keenan Allen in that category now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at his yardage prop right now, 34.5 yards. That's not who we saw in week two or whatever it was when he went off.
He's still going to get his first downs. You know, he'll be converting on
third down guy.
Yeah, he's our third down guy. But he's, I'd certainly be staying away from the end zone. That's for sure.
Yeah. How about that over? What do you think of this over? I know it's not a player prop, but we're kind of talking about running the ball a lot.
Yeah.
And, kind of feels like an under type of
game.
Well,
that's the thing. Even if, let's say Herbert's not playing, and I think there's a very good chance he doesn't play.
Yeah.
You're certainly looking at a situation where the team's just going to try to get in and out.
Yeah.
And move on to the following week when all the pieces are together, because they are getting guys healthy again.
Mm-hmm.
I could certainly see where we're just running. We're trying to run clock. In Philly, the same way. We're just going to try to run clock, get out there with a win, and move on. Take the under.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you said the under for Justin Herbert on passing yards?
No, rushing.
Rushing yards.
Rushing, but I would also take it on the passing as well.
Yeah, and the passing touchdowns, 1.5, Got to be under.
Way under.
It's got to be under.
Way
right?
under.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to come into this to beat up your Chargers.
But you're getting us pretty good. I'm going to be limping out of the studio. That's for sure. Bengals, Bills, Sunday, noon kick.
Love it.
Joe Burrow, under 1.5 touchdowns, plus 120 on the under there. Here's the deal.
Okay.
Here's the deal. The Bills, number one pass defense. Okay?
Yeah.
They've held 9 out of 12 teams under 200 yards passing.
Hmm.
Joe is, you know, he's still getting his rhythm together. He just returned last week. So, you know, I like to see. And the Bills are a team that's pressing right now.
And even last week, I thought some of his receivers had some drops. You know, so I can see that. I like that. And that's kind of an unsung part of Buffalo and how they're winning games this year. Everyone looks to Josh Allen and this and that, rightfully so, but it's been that defense and that secondary first and foremost. All right, you heard the horn. That means we're up against it, but let's take a minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Stock and Rod Company, an outdoor lifestyle brand for those seeking adventure. Whether it's hunting, fishing, hiking, they got you covered. Visit stockandrod.com to get your wild game on. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
WTL. T-L.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for a Mr. Ron, first name Mo.
Mo Ron? Moron. It's you, you little puke.
W-T-L.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL, Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, and we're going to be joined by Rodney Vermilio from the Global Sports Betting Network once again. He's going to be dropping knowledge on Friday, Thursday, and Saturday night football, the Big Ten Championship game, undefeated Indiana, undefeated Ohio State. Can't wait to hear his thoughts on that. So, Rod, take it away.
A shout out to Andy Klassen and the Where's the Line team once again. A special thanks for their continued confidence in myself and our Global Sports Bet Network as their syndicate sports day trading partner. If you have listened to our segment featured on the show, followed along with our free NFL and college football sports betting and sports day trading information, you should be on house money and profits going into this week's action. That said, let's jump right into Thursday's NFL action, where we have Dallas at 6-5, visiting Detroit at 7-5, Dallas 2-4 on the road. This line opened up with Detroit minus 5.5. That line has come down to minus 3. Total opened up 53.5, jumped up to 54.5, and has settled back down to 54. This Thursday night, primetime showdown, both teams already on the outside looking in at the playoff picture as we enter the final stretch of the NFL regular season. The loser of this game looks to be all but eliminated from playoff contention. The Lions are reeling after a 31-24 loss to the Packers and desperately need a win against Dallas, while Dallas is on a 3-game win streak and have resurfaced from the depths to be treading water for playoff contention. The Cowboys' offense ranks first in the league in total offense and passing yards. Amon Ross St. Brown is questionable for Detroit. And the other side of the ball, the potential return of Trayvon Diggs for Dallas on defense will definitely help Dallas in their chances in this matchup, with the Lions' secondary being a mess and Dallas having the top-ranked offense, both teams in desperation mode entering this game. I would tease Dallas plus the 10 and the over 47. Jump on this 7-point tease early in case St. Brown announces that he's going to play. That could drop this line to Dallas minus 1 or minus 1.5. We see this game as a close game that Detroit could win at home, but this looks like a 29-24 or 30-21 game either way. Take Dallas plus the points on a 7-point tease, teasing it to plus 10 and the total going over 47 in that game. Let's jump over to Friday night. Kennesaw State versus Jacksonville State. Kennesaw State comes in 9-3 while Jacksonville State is 8-4. Squaring off for the Conference USA crown in college football. These two faced each other last month, and Jacksonville State won that matchup 35-26. In only its second year as an FBS member, Kennesaw State is coming off a dismal 2-10 campaign last season. In this title game, in an unbelievable turnaround, not only going 9-3, but also 7-1 in conference play. Jacksonville State also went 7-1 in conference play as they host this Conference USA title game. Jacksonville State is seeking their second straight Conference USA championship, coming off a 52-12 win last year over Western Kentucky. Jacksonville has won 11 straight at home. Kennesaw State has had a great season. In fact, no FBS football program has made a bigger turnaround, which improved their season record by 7 games. Jacksonville State should see another huge game from their star running back, Cam Cook, where he averages just under 132 yards rushing per game. We see this, a Jacksonville State win, 55, 65 points scored total. Jacksonville taking the crown in this one, 31-24 or 35-30. We would tease this one, Jacksonville State plus 9.5 in the over 53 and a 7-point tease. That is your Friday night college football game. Let's jump over to Saturday night's game. Ohio State and Indiana. An epic clash of two undefeated teams, both teams 12-0, squaring off at the Shoe for the Big Ten Championship. This game not only secures the number one seed for the college football playoffs, but this will also decide the Heisman winner. Julian Sayin and Fernando Mendoza will go head-to-head to showcase their Heisman talent Saturday under the lights on primetime. On paper, these two teams are incredibly equal on stats, both sides of the ball. However, after seeing Ohio State's demeanor after defeating Michigan last week and their follow-up preparation this week, proving they are locked in, you match that with their experience and history and home field advantage, I think this stage is prime for an Ohio State win. That pains me to say, after personally growing up in Indiana and heading to Florida to play college ball myself back in the day. I love that Indiana has put together a top-tier team in college football. Indiana has a ton of talent. However, Ohio State has NFL talent up and down their roster on both sides of the ball. This is especially true on the defensive side of the ball, where Ohio State is only the second team in modern era to hold every opponent during a season to 17 or fewer points. The Buckeyes also rank in the top 20 in explosive pass plays, and I see this being the difference in the game. This is a syndicate play for our Global Sports Bet Network team, as Ohio State covers or pushes at worst at this -4 number. We think Ohio State's going to win this one 27-21 or 31-23. Take Ohio State -4 as a syndicate play. If you want the exact same sports betting information used by our personal Sports Day Trading Syndicate live in Las Vegas, go to thelinemakers.com, sign up for our free daily picks and our subscription packages for all of our syndicate action each and every day, starting at just $49.95. Again, thelinemakers.com. Have a great weekend, and we will see you here at Where's the Line next week. Again, GSBN, the Global Sports Bet Network, Where's the Line's official syndicate trading partner.
That was Rod Vermilio with the Global Sports Betting Network. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL.
WTL.
Capitalism is the only way, Leslie. It moves our country forward. It's what makes America great, and England okay, and France terrible.
WTL.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL. You know what that stands for. Where's the Line? Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
the J.O.
There it is. You felt that little swagger?
Oh, yeah.
You could feel that.
I felt that in my gut.
That's what we need.
That's what it is.
That's what you need, because this is your segment. This is now your show.
Yeah.
The institution that has become the bottom five. And it's not just the bottom five teams in the NFL. You put so much more into this. It's not just wins or losses. You go on vibes. You're talking about fan bases, being in the stands. How are they looking? How are they reacting to the game in real time? And we also have to put in the five best bets with these bottom five teams.
Now, I just want to say the five best bets are not anything to throw to the bottom of your list.
No,
these babies have been turning into winners.
These are best bets. They're best bets, yes.
But they are the five worst teams in the NFL. As we head into this week, number five, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, die, Eagles, die.
Kill them. 8-4. Now, you might be saying, 8-4, still in the hunt, could win the whole freaking thing. Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. They could. But things have been a little rocky for the Philadelphia Eagles this year. I mean,
it has.
We were talking about in our player prop segment about A.J. Brown, and it's like, yeah, he's had some ups and downs from the get this season, and that has been something they've had to deal with. Saquon Barkley, not the same guy that they thought that they had last season. He has taken a step back, which, you know, was going to happen. Jalen Hurts, the tush push, all those things.
Not working like it used to.
Not working like it used to. They are on a two-game losing streak right now with losses to the Bears and to the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have to play Monday Night Football against the Los Angeles Superchargers.
Superchargers.
This is a big game for the Eagles. They're coming in. You know how that Philly fan base is.
They
get a little loud.
Oh, yeah.
A little loud. The media gets a little loud. Things are tough whenever things aren't going their way.
Oh, yeah. Fire everybody.
Yeah. So things are a little dicey right now in Philly, especially if they come out of Monday night and lose to the Chargers, which I want to also point out. I don't know if you've thought about this, but this is the broadcast on Monday Night Football where they're going to have a separate broadcast where it's a cartoon. So last year it was The Simpsons.
This is the
Monsters, Inc. this year.
Okay.
So we're going to have Monsters, Inc. characters.
Mike Wazowski.
Yes. So
I'm Mike Wazowski.
That's another thing we got to look at. Which characters are going to be which players. I think that matters.
Of course it does.
Right. So that's with it being a home game for the Chargers. I do see the Chargers getting favorable characters from Monsters, Inc. this week, which
they're LA,
played
right?
into this Philly ranking. So
well, in a actual ranking, a real ranking, The Eagles are the 25th worst defense in the league, giving up 350 yards per game.
Yes.
I mean, that's concrete. That's not us getting into real. That's not getting us into Animation Domination Fox cartoon promo or whatever's going on. I mean, I'm on board.
You're there. Yeah.
I mean,
I know you're there. But
no one's a bigger fan of Sully Sullivan of Monsters, Inc. than I am. So I'm on board with that.
Well, my best bet this week is to take the under of 40.5 on that total. The Philadelphia Eagles have not hit their over in the last four games, and the Chargers have hit the under on two of the last three.
Yeah.
All things, and we haven't even discussed Herbert, and we did in the player prop, but Herbert probably won't play. So there are some issues there along the line. I'd take the under. I'd smash that under.
I think the under is the play here regardless. That's some really good stuff. That's a solid bet. The Philadelphia offense with its struggles, and then Herbert with that injury, hand injury, ankle, with a lot of things at play here.
There you go. Number four, your Kansas City Chiefs at 6-6. This is a team that's lost three out of their last four games, and their playoff chances are holding on by a thread.
Mm.
They no longer control their own destiny. They will need some help. They do got some games in there that matter. You know, they got the Chargers coming up in a week.
Yep.
But 6-6 isn't going to get you there. So they know they've got to get it done. But this week, a big one.
I mean, last week was a big one. The week before that was a big one. And they're not pulling them off.
Well, that's the thing. Playoffs started. They even said it.
Yeah.
Playoffs started for us weeks ago.
Yep.
Well, you've lost three of the last four. I'd say you're eliminated.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. And it's just amazing how quick the tide turns, and how I saw an article come out with the headline of the flimsiest three-peat in NFL history. I'm like, oh my God, really? That's what we're talking about. They still have an opportunity to make the playoffs, and you're already discounting the last three seasons for the Chiefs.
At this point, I'm going to just move forward saying the Chiefs are not going to make the playoffs. I do not think they will make the playoffs. The question now is, will they just blow it all up and start fresh next season, or do they run it back and see what happens? I don't know. A lot to see there, but we do have the Texans on Sunday Night Football. My best bet here, Texans +3.5. The Kansas City Chiefs are 0-4 against the spread in the last four games. The Texans are 3-1 in those last four games.
Yep. Texans, they kind of stumbled there, you know, early on, and now it feels like they've kind of gotten right, and they've kind of reconnected with their stellar defense and run the football.
There you go.
So, I like that.
5-4, Eagles and Chiefs, their team's still in the hunt. But number three, the Las Vegas Raiders are not. They are eliminated.
Yeah.
2-10. They thought they had something going, firing the offensive coordinator, Chip Kelly. Same issues. Lose to the Chargers, 31-14. You've got Max Crosby just shoving people after the play. I mean, he's just obviously frustrated.
Chip Kelly, really? That's going to be your fall guy?
Yeah.
Like, And I don't know. It almost feels like that's been Chip Kelly's career.
Yes.
Especially in the NFL. Like, yep, that's on me. Fire me.
Yep. I felt like North Turner was a guy like that.
He
like,
was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot about old North.
Yep. Some guys are just, they're good. They're talented. Sure. They always get the job, but sure. Then they're always a great fall guy.
Yep.
So your Las Vegas Raiders are playing the Denver Broncos at 3:05 on Sunday. I would smash the under on this one as your best bet. 39.5. Denver hits the under 8 out of 12 games. This is a team that doesn't score a lot. Yeah. Their offense isn't very good.
Yep.
They're 8-4 there. Las Vegas, 5 out of 8 games.
Yeah.
In the last 8 games has hit the under.
And you have two teams going in completely different directions, and I feel like this could quickly turn into a pillow fight where, and I'm basing that on, Denver gets that early lead. Right. Raiders aren't going to swing back. Denver's fine just sitting on the ball, coasting to a victory.
Well, no one wants to get hurt.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm getting at there.
Yep. Number two, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Another team that is fighting for a playoff spot.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, these guys, 6-6, they were sitting very pretty just a few weeks ago at the top of the North.
Yep.
It looked like they were going to cruise right into a division championship and a playoff spot. Now, after a 26-7 loss to the Buffalo Bills, they got little no offense. They've claimed Adam Thielen from the Vikings this week he's going to help the cause.
Right? What?
It appears Mike Tomlin, this is all rumor, but it does appear Mike Tomlin has some personal life issues going on outside of football.
Boy.
There's just some things going on there in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh was actually chanting fire Mike Tomlin at the end of that game.
Yeah.
Fire the winningest active NFL coach. Fire him. Get rid of him.
It's wild.
Okay.
But he is falling back into the thing where he 500 record. Right?
I know, and he hasn't won a playoff game in years and years. But he's in the playoffs always. Even this year,
he's always
like,
in the playoffs.
Everyone's like, "How are the Pittsburgh Steelers leading the division right now?" I will say, whoever took that screenshot of Aaron Rodgers with a big old bloody nose and a black eye and said, "He looks like he's just been done by the McAllisters breaking into their home."
It's perfect.
The Home Alone reference, love it. And then you know. X or the internet does what it does and started superimposing him and all the different Home Alone
flames scenes. Coming out of his bald head. Yeah, that was great. That's the thing. Even Rodgers after the game, you know, he's calling out, you know, wide receivers. Hey, you're not running the right route. I mean, there's just obvious things happening there in Pittsburgh. That you can see it's unraveling a little bit. They are playing at Baltimore, who's also 6-6, but feeling differently about that 6-6.
Yeah, right.
As they've been on a roll ever since all their games got taken away. I definitely feel
like the Nintendo games in the locker room.
Yes. They are a team on the rise. And that's a month ago on the futures, Baltimore in the gutter. It looked like they were still the favorite to win the North. And I'm like, how is this? Well, here we go.
Yep.
So Baltimore, my best bet, -6. The Steelers are 2-5 in the last 7 games against the spread. Baltimore, though, is falling more under 500 there and is on the up and up. So I feel pretty good about Baltimore at -6.
Yeah, and what a gamble by John Harbaugh. You know, you don't know how those youngsters are going to react when you take away their video games. And I think he even took away the foosball table.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, they responded the way you wanted them to. They whippersnappers got back into shape and started winning some ball games.
Well, if they're going to get any gifts for Christmas, they had to be good. So.
That what it
was. Number one, this is your worst team in the NFL as we head into this week. It is your Minnesota Vikings. At 4-8, they just got shut out by the Seattle Seahawks. When we called it, we said Seattle's going to take care of it. It's going to be a double-digit cover.
Yeah.
That was easy. But you got Justin Jefferson out there. I know they had a rookie third-string quarterback playing. You got Justin Jefferson out there who only has 2 catches for 4 yards.
I watched that whole game, and full disclaimer, I got Jefferson on a fantasy team. I was frustrated with him. He was not fighting for footballs. There was a couple of times where I thought he could have caught that, and he didn't, you know, haul it in. Ball hit his hands. And then he looks back at the quarterback, oh, he's behind me. You know, like, okay, you're playing loser football.
Right.
So I'm not surprised that the Vikings are shipping it in.
Well, and you can see it throughout the locker room as Adam Thielen was waived. And why was he waived? Well, because he said, I want to play for a contender. Dude, you chose to go to Minnesota. You know, like, it's not a...
You bought into the JJ hype too.
Right. So that's the deal. You go do your job. Justin Jefferson, go do your job. Like, so you can see it spread throughout the locker room.
Yep.
But this is a bad situation right now in Minnesota. They don't know which way they're going at quarterback, and it appears all things lead there.
They have a top 10 defense. They still statistically have a top 10 defense, and it just feels hopeless. It feels hopeless watching that offense.
Absolutely. My best bet, they are at home this week against the Commanders. My best bet, Washington plus 2.5. The Vikings have only covered in one of their last 8 games.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, what's their quarterback's name now? They just activated him like a couple days before.
Right. I don't even know his name.
Bozeman.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, Vikings, I think they're done for. And I don't like betting on the Commanders, but this is the spot.
This would be the one.
Well, there it is. There's your bottom five and the bottom five best bets to go along with it. I feel pretty good about all 5 of those.
Well, yeah.
I was just over here nodding the whole time.
Like, winners only, baby.
Winners only. Well, you heard the horn. That means we're about out of time here. So that's going to do it for us this week at Where's the Line. Be sure to check us out over on YouTube and those short videos that we get out each and every game day. And I have a lot of Monday night videos coming out as well. We're also over on ESPN, Tri-City Radio, and their Facebook page. We're also over on X, getting all sorts of short videos, little snippets in there. Retweets if we see something like, you know, Aaron Rodgers being compared to the bad guys in Home Alone.
Things you need this holiday season.
Yeah, bringing a little cheer.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're about.
That's what we do.
Have some laughs. Doesn't hurt.
No.
For Jeremy Odom, the J.O., I'm Andy Klassen. Thank you for listening. This has been WTL.